Oh, Wendy, Stephen, it's good to see you. My students and I are studying citizenship at the moment, and they've been asking me lots of questions about the UN. Do you know anything about it?
I think it was formed just after the Second World War.
Okay, thanks, Wendy. So it was started after the Second World War, but why was it started?
Well, after the Second World War, many countries came together and it was decided to create a forum, a space for discussion to try and promote peace and security and prevent future wars.
Okay, that's really helpful, Stephen, thank you. But what kind of work does it actually do?
Well, Mary, the UN is really about peacekeeping. It tries, through discussion and negotiation, to establish peace between countries. But when countries do come to war, it's still active in trying to negotiate peace between those countries.
It also helps when there are disasters like earthquakes and tsunami and all these natural disasters that happen.
Don't forget, Wendy, though, that the UN has helped to eradicate smallpox. It works to reduce AIDS, TB, malaria. And some people say that actually the UN saves over 3 million lives of children every year.
Yes, and I believe it runs UNICEF, the United Nations Children Fund, and it distributes food aid whenever it's needed.
Okay, so it does lots of different things. Does it have any central sort of mission or some clear definition of what it tries to do?
Well, Mary, I think the UN's overall mission is to work towards world peace and establish good communication between countries. You see, we have what is called the Universal Declaration of Human Rights.
Well, Stephen, one of my students gave me this information about human rights. It was adopted in 1948 and it has been recognised in part by many countries as a goal and as a basis for their legislation. And the declaration says, for example, that everyone has the right to life, freedom from torture, the right to education, freedom of speech and religious freedoms. And the UN works with countries to ensure free and fair elections as well.
Okay, this is really helpful and interesting. But how many countries are involved in the United Nations?
Well, at the last count, there was 191 countries in the United Nations.
Okay, thank you. Now, Wendy, my students asked me, is there a United Nations Day?
Yes, it's on the 24th of October. They celebrate their achievements.
Okay, so that's its day, but does it have a flag?
I think you'll find, Mary, if you look behind you.
Wow, that's amazing.